Turn it up. This is Minnesota Wild Hockey.
And now, with the Xcel Energy post-game show, here's Kevin Fulnes.
Minnesota Wild see their eight-game point streak come to an end in resounding fashion as they get trounced here in L.A. Their worst loss of the season, goal differential-wise, a 6-0 shutout. The Kings have won back-to-back games. They beat the Blackhawks last night. They take care of the Wild tonight. They're now 8-2-1 at home under interim head coach Jim Hiller. As LA gets three in the first, three in the second, they cruise over the Wild here this evening from Crypto.com Arena.
First time the Wild have been shut out in over a month, but this one leaves a mark. The Wild gets spanked in LA. Before we go to Tom Reed, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Wild Hockey, presented by Xcel Energy. The home team takes care of business tonight, and they whitewash the Minnesota Wild out to Crypto.com Arena. Tom Reed is there. And, Tom, this one, you can say what you want. There were some real unfortunate bounces, and I can make a case for four of the six goals that, hard to blame the goaltender about. But, man, even that said, this was one of those games where the Kings just flexed their muscle all over the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, they really did, Kevin, right from the drop of the puck, at the very first period. And when you look at a team like the Kings, they pick up three goals in the first period, three in the second. They were well on their way. And Minnesota didn't have the ability tonight to really counter the attack that the LA Kings put on them. But the Kings were good. They deserved the 2 points. Minnesota, a few questions, obviously. But you learn something every time you play a game, and I'm sure the player's not very happy with the result of this one. But you go on to the next one and hope the next one will be much, much better.
Go 1-1-1 on the road trip tonight. Despite that, you push forward. There are still 12 games left on the schedule. Tom, who was your catalyst of the game tonight?
Well, I looked on the Minnesota roster, which I like to usually pick the roster, the hometown roster for the Wild, but there was no one there that I could really say that would be the catalyst for the game. But I'm going to give it to Anze Kopitar. Here's a guy now that's over 1,200 points in his NHL career. This is game number 1,361 for him. He had two goals and assists last night. He's got another goal and assist here tonight. And he's just been absolutely terrific for this hockey club. Here's a guy that's won the Frank Selke Trophy a number of times for how he plays, top defensive player. He's a Lady Bing recipient. He wins on faceoffs. He's a big body, too, at 6'3", 2.25", but he's quick. And this is the captain. He's been the captain since 2016, and no question in my mind that he certainly was a player to be looked at, and he is a future Hall of Famer.
Great choice. Like you said, a goal and an assist tonight, Tom. That makes 1,201 points in his NHL career. Yep. He now jumps past Dino Cicerelli for 51st on the NHL's all-time point list. How about that?
Yeah, I've got a ways to go, Kevin.
how easy is it to just to put this in the back pocket and forget about it? That is a huge game on Saturday. If you have any kind of postseason hopes, it's getting to the point where these are must-win opportunities.
Well, they are, but you know what's behind them right now? They can't worry about what happened in this game. I mean, they got beat and they got trounced, as Joe called it. They did not play very well. They had they didn't have any luck at all either in this game. Little things make the difference. Even the one that went off of Mirmas, he goes down to make a nice play to slide away, so he takes away the passing, but hits his body and caroms a different direction than the netminder thought, and Fleury couldn't get back in time, and as a result goes net. Those are the things that made a difference in this hockey game, and sometimes it's the little things that give you victories and give you losses in the game, and tonight Minnesota didn't have too much of the good luck on this side.
I'll let you go on this note. Doubleheader on Saturday, the Wild in the afternoon. At night, it's the NCHC Frozen Faceoff Championship game. Wild play at 1, the NCHC at 7:30. What would be good at Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub for a full day of hockey in St. Paul?
Boy, it's going to be a fun time. There's no question about it. When you've got college hockey coming in, you got Division I prospects. And, of course, these are players. A lot of these players may be playing in the National Hockey League at some point. But there's going to be some pretty good action with the four teams that are in it. We've got St. Cloud coming in. We got North Dakota coming in. Got Omaha coming in and also Denver coming in. So you got four pretty good hockey teams. It should give some pretty good entertainment. And we will certainly be opening the doors early that day for the fans to come in to watch the Wild game first and then the college game after.
It's a busy day. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Kevin.
Tom Reed at Crypto.com Arena, still licking his wounds. Even he took a heat on that one as the Wild lose 6-0 to the Los Angeles Kings. That's such a squandered opportunity. A victory tonight, they pull within one of the Vegas Golden Knights. And I know game in hand, but optically would have been so nice to pull within one of the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Instead, that gap is still three, and it feels even worse than that because not only the fact that the Wild lost tonight, but the way they lost, 6-0 to the Los Angeles Kings. Quick break. We'll try to get you John Hines before we wrap things up. You're listening to Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy. Well, don't get me wrong. Now, again, I'm not making excuses. The Wild lost 6-0, and they deserve to lose this hockey game. But when you look at some of the things that happened against them on this night and the bad luck and the lack of puck luck that went against them, the puck luck that went against them went in favor of the Los Angeles Kings. It's unbelievable. And if I'm Marc-Andre Fleury, I'm the most frustrated guy inside that locker room because, really, it's hard to fault him on any of those five goals that he gave up. They gave up six. Gustafson gave up one in the second period as well. But, I mean, this was all about the Los Angeles Kings. They got what they deserved. They should have won the hockey game, but it shouldn't have been by a 6-0 margin. In fact, let's go to that first period when Philip Deneau makes it one zip. That comes off a Hartman turnover. Then Fiala scores on the power play. Legit goal. Sends a 69-mile-per-hour wrist shot right over Fleury's glove side. But how about the Victor Arvidsson goal? This is an example of bad puck luck on this night. Dakota Mermis doing the exact right thing, ends up putting the puck behind Marc-Andre Fleury, and Victor Arvidsson ends up with the Toyota shift of the game.
It leaks free. The Kings will flip it ahead and out through center, where Arvidsson scurries to it. Late help coming to Deneau. Arvidsson, left circle, a backdoor pass. They score. Goodness, that hit a wild player and gets underneath Fleury. Victor Arvidsson in his return to lineup is going to get a favorable balance, and the Kings have a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, Arvidsson's just his fifth game of the season, first game since February 20th. He's just trying to center the pass, and Mermis does the right thing. Takes away the passing lane, but his body sliding on the ice helps guide the puck back behind Marc-Andre Fleury. Arvidsson, a minute 23 after Fiala makes a two-rip. Arvidsson makes it 3-0 and delivers the Toyota shift of the game, presented by Toyota, official vehicle of the Minnesota Wild. Wild lose 6-0. This is Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy.
Fiala now with it again to the left side, faking a drive. Doughty, hand it down low for Arvidsson. Power play about to expire. Back to Doughty, cross ice. Kopitar scores.
One of six King goal scorers on the night as the Kings pound the Wild 6-0 tonight at Crypto.com Arena. Anze Kopitar, as mentioned, gets his 23rd goal of the season, also assisted on the Fiala power play goal early in the first. Well, that was midway through the first, early in the hockey game. 2 points tonight for Anze Kopitar, over 1,200 points in his NHL career, now 51st on the NHL's all-time point list, leapfrogging Dino Cicerelli with his 2 points in this effort. Why don't we do this? Sounds like John Hines is making his way to the microphone break, and then we'll try to get you that next. You're listening to Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy.
Minutes played in the first. Beckman steals, carries in for the Wild, finding Shaw. Shaw cutting out in front with a shot. Riddick, a big save.
Yeah, Wild shutout for the fourth time this season. First time since January 13th. That's when they were shut out 6-0 by the Arizona Coyotes. That one was at XL Energy Center. This one happens at Crypto.com Arena. David Riddick makes 10 saves in the first, 9 in the second, 11 more in the third. 30 saves total for the Kings netminder, who gets his third shutout of the season, 7th of his career, and first in the National Hockey League. He improves to 4-0-1 all-time against the Minnesota Wild, gets his 11th win of the year, and also grabs the XL Energy. Big saves of the game, powered by XL Energy. Let's go back out to Crypto.com Arena. Marcus Foligno addressing the media.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I thought we had legs. I thought we had some a good start in my first couple of shifts, but it seemed like 3-0 came pretty quick. So it's tough to put yourself in a good position when that happens. I mean, Pelton the kills got to do a better job. And it was just one of those nights. I think, you know, a lot of tips and going in, and it's tough for our goalies is to do that and play on their best game when we got guys that are, myself included, just kind of getting bad breaks. So just gotta wash this one out, and then we got a big homestand coming up, so we gotta think about that.
Yeah, the bad breaks, but what else, just to not turn the tide in front of Fleury? I'm sure that felt for him.
It would help if we scored. I mean, it's just we had some looks tonight. I had a look. Mm-hmm. We got a little snake bit in this game. We're giving up a little bit of uncharacteristic penalty kill stuff. It makes it 2-0. And then Balance goes in, and I mean, he still made some stops. So it's never on those guys. So at the end of the day, it's just one of those nights, and just got to be ready for St. Louis Saturday.
This team keeps getting like right on the brink. You guys are knocking on the door, and then when it's time to just close the gap, something happens. Is that a concern that you guys haven't been able to get that win that gets you right there after crawling back into it?
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, it's I think it's tough when you have Rhodes and Ecker out. I mean, I think it's you play the best teams, and you have two of your best players at the positions out. It's not easy, and I think we got a little bit exposed in those areas tonight. But yeah, it is frustrating. We're right there. I mean, we could have made it a 1-point deficit. But again, our focus is we're still in this thing, and we got to keep running.
What was kind of your characteristic for the penalty kill you mentioned? Was it just stick positioning or something like that? You mentioned a couple of them that were...
No, that's not. We ran it. We just got a little bit too quick on our routes, and we talked about just staying put in lanes, and I thought we moved around a lot when they had their movement. I think we got a little bit caught up in what they were doing, and then just trying to stick to our structure and expose some holes.
Sounds like Erickson could be back soon, but not knowing with Brodin, how confident are you that this blue line can reset in his absence, and this can't be the standard moving forward?
Yeah, we got depth. I mean, we got guys that can step up and do it. So, throw this one out the door, we got a lot of guys that will step up, and it's every game comes Saturday.
All the misconduct, I guess, just the frustration building at the end of the game, I guess, or just over.
You beat 6-0 in the game you need, and just guys need it. Yeah, it's good. Everyone jumped in there, and it's fine. So, I mean, it is what it is. I think that it really wasn't a game where we got out and helped physically match or anything like that. I mean, just one of those things where, you felt like we couldn't get a lot going.
There you go, Marcus Foligno with the media out there at Crypto.com Arena. Yeah, it ends up the Wild took 14 penalties for 79 minutes. The Kings took 12 for 75, so they combined for a little bit of time in the box, especially there at the end when the ref just said, enough. You. They pointed at about 18 guys and said, get out of here. And at the end, I haven't heard this in a long time, where at the end of that hockey game, there were 7 guys on each bench. So funny how it ended. Not funny what this does to the Wild. It kind of leaves them in a spot where if you're figuring you need somewhere in the neighborhood of 96 points to make the playoffs, well, they basically got to win 10 of their last 12 to get her done. And that includes Saturday in St. Louis when the Wild take on the Blues at XL Energy Center. Matinee hockey coming to the state of hockey. We'll preview that, try to get you John Hines as well. This is Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy.
never want your any of your players to be out, but that's a part of the game, and you just have to find a way. And like I said, obviously we're going to miss those guys. They're a big part of our team, but I still think we put a decent game. Not a 6-0 game, that's for sure. And but like I said, that's how it goes sometimes. And you got a big game coming up, and you got to focus on that.
That's the voice of Matt Zuccarello following a 6-0 loss in Los Angeles. All you can do is forget about it. You have to. You don't have a choice. You can think about it a month from now, whenever your season ends, but you can't think about it now because you got to move forward in a real fast way. Wild suffer the loss. See their 8-game point streak come to an end. They go 1-1-1 on the 3-game trip, 2-1-2 overall in their last 5 on the road. Now 6-1-2 in their last 9. They fall to 34-28-8 on the season. Those 76 points leave them 3 back of Vegas for the final wild card spot in the Western Conference. Against the Kings, the Wild are 0-2 on the season series, outscored 13-3 in those 2 defeats. They've lost 4 of their last 5 against the Kings and lost 3 straight at Crypto.com Arena. Marc-Andre Fleury, who's been so good for the last dozen or so games, came into tonight with a 9-2-1 record in his last 13 appearances with a 1.93 goals against average and a 9.28 save percentage. This one, don't pin it on him. There were some real funky bounces in this one. He will suffer the loss, though, and he falls to 16-12-4. That's not good, as the Wild fall short in a big way. It's 6-0 in favor of the Kings. Up next, back to St. Paul, the final homestand of the season. It begins on Saturday afternoon against the St. Louis Blues. While they're in St. Louis on Saturday, you remember that, right? It was just a few days ago. They rallied for 2 goals in the 3rd period, tied the game 2-2. They end up losing in the shootout. That evens the season series at 1-1-1 through 3 games. And Wild still lead the Blues by a point. And although both teams are on the outside looking in, both trying to get into the top 8. Incredibly important game coming up on Saturday from St. Paul. And it's a matinee, 12:45 pregame, puck drops at 1 o'clock on most of these same stations. Special thanks to Colin Landsteiner, Jackson Riebel, and Aaron Sickman. And for Joe O'Donnell and Tom Reed, I'm Kevin Faulness. We'll talk to you Saturday from St. Paul on the Minnesota Wild Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Wild Hockey.
He's in a load on Fleury. Bukestad made a move. Fleury made the save on his forehanded snapshot in tight.
Join us next time right here for more Wild Hockey action.
Squeeze loose Boldy to Zuccarello. Tapped up. Kaprizov scores!
Wild Hockey is an exclusive presentation of the Minnesota Wild, the National Hockey League, and the Minnesota Wild Radio Network.